it was Juba as the capital city of the state, this government of Southern Sudan, as a place where we all can meet and especially engage women, because women from different parts, from the villages, are able to get here by road, by smaller planes to get to Juba, and as well women from the northern part of Sudan can also get to Juba. So it's a good place to meet, especially with this growing nation after so many years of war.
How many women are there participating?
There are 65 women from inside Sudan who are participating, in addition to 10 women, Sudanese women from the diaspora, from United States and Canada, who are also here.
So what are the main issues confronting women in southern Sudan?
There are many issues affecting women, not only in southern Sudan, but all over Sudan. At this point, especially in the South Sudan, the country is approaching the South Sudan referendum, and the women make the majority of the population. But so many women, with all the wars and the cultures, women, especially in southern Sudan, have not... the percentage of literacy is low, and when you go to so many villages, women are not educated, or they have not skills, they're not aware of the processes, the peace processes that is going on in the country. And with all lack of all the basic information or lack of awareness may impact also the process, because many women that make the majority of the population don't know what is happening in the country. And it's really important that women are informed, women are not only informed but also engaged in the processes, in the peace processes in the country.
So how do you think this workshop will help?
This workshop is bringing women from 13 states within the Sudan, both in the north and in the south. And it's the goal of this organization is that women will learn out of the training, so that women will learn skills, they will share experience, they will gain individual skills in conflict management and peace building, and that will help them strengthen their capacity, especially for cross-cultural collaboration. Our hope, our dream is that the information will go far, the women engage, they will go back to their villages, they will inform other women in their villages, and information will keep growing through such gathering. And there's our hope that this will not be only, it will not end in Juba, but it will extend further and further to the women in the grassroots and in several communities throughout Sudan.
What are some of the skills Sudanese women in the diaspora will be bringing to teach the other women?
Sudanese women in the diaspora is actually coming, not really not to teach, but they're coming to connect. Coming to connect with the women here. We have, in the diaspora, we've been meeting for several years as Sudanese women. And we gather together to find ways. We want to find ways of how we can address the atrocities, the issues in our country, how we can support, how we can help our sisters here, and how we can help also them, not only the sisters impacting the women's community or women's group, but also how women can become part of the general processes and be part of the decision-making.
And finally, the AU is completing this week a conference in Kampala on maternal mortality. How big an issue is that in southern Sudan?
It's really a big issue, and we have women who are a part of this training are working on health, and there is information that they've been sharing about the high rate of maternal mortality, that the young women are still dying at childbirth, and this is really a serious issue here that needed to be addressed is lack of facilities and lack of medical supplies, lack of professionals even to support or to provide the health services for women, for pregnant mothers. And it's really a very high rate of maternal death in many parts, especially in the southern Sudan villages.